You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, listen, welcome back. Everybody goes to me, Jim, where can we meet you? I go, well, in the mall while I'm shopping. That's where Tom from Broward met me the last time, came up and said, hey, aren't you the guy on the radio? I said, yeah. That's me. Well, on July 20th, you can join the Legends in the NFL for an afternoon of food, fun, and bowling. Space is limited, so sign up early. Registration deadline is July 15th. The NFL Alumni Caring for Kids. Join the NFL Alumni South Florida Chapter along with Broward's Children's Center and the Exchange Club of Pompano Beach. It's the 7th annual bowling tournament. It's going to be at Sawgrass Lanes. For info, you can call Howard Fabian. And for the Jets fans out there, I'll go slow. Howard Fabian, 305-987-6041. Again, 305-987-6041. Or hit him on an email at hfabian@nflalumnisouthflorida.org. So make sure you join me July 20th at the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids Bowling Tournament at Sawgrass Lanes. Also, I'm going to be at the ULI event next week. It's going to be at the Sheraton-Fort Lauderdale Airport July 15th. We're going to talk about development trends, infrastructure, networking, public-private partnerships, transportation, walkability. We'll talk about walkability in just a couple minutes on my show. But you can join me there. For more information, call Julie Medley at 954-783-9540. That's julie.medley@uli.org, or call her at 954-783-9504. And you can also join me later on this summer, Wednesday, August 27th, for the ULI Vision Awards. You can call Julie for those two. Registration for the 27th award event is open to the public. So join me at all those events. And now, I'm with the show, and I want to talk a little bit about Lauren. You know, we had Lauren on in the first part of our show, and no one that I know has had more impact on young people than Lauren. She's been all over the world. She's been recognized as the L'Oreal Woman of Worth for this year. Lauren is a super-duper person, and if you want to get Lauren to come speak with you, you can email me, jim@freedonbusiness, and we'll get Lauren out there, jim@freedonbusiness. Now, I was in Miami today this week, quoted a couple different times, talking about the impact of increasing inflation on commercial real estate and consumers. So there's two things. First of all, consumers, when interest rates rise, it just naturally pulls disposable income out of the money, out of the market, and basically that curtails consumer spending. It also stops them from buying durable goods. It puts some people out of the housing market. And so an increase in interest rates is going to cause a little bit of a drag on our, well, they say it's a recovery, but shoot, some people still say it's a recession. I think it's kind of smoking hot here in South Florida, so let's call it a recovery for now. And the impact on inflation on commercial real estate is dramatic. In positive, actually. Commercial real estate's one of the few inflation hedges that are out there. You know, you can buy commercial real estate and a lot of the leases in the buildings are indexed to inflation, or at least have some kind of increase in the rental rate. So the increase in inflation is good for commercial real estate, probably not too good for consumers, but they've been holding down interest rates artificially for quite some time, and I've got to believe that that's going to stop soon, although the Fed Chairman Yellen's continuing to talk about easy money for a while. Now, people ask me, what's going on this summer? And obviously, the overall pace of business slows down. You get all those I'm on vacation emails. You get those non-return phone calls. Don't take it personally, but you cannot let up. You have to continue to work at your pace. And oh, by the way, make sure you take your vacation. Notice I use the word take your vacation. People won't give you a vacation. You've got to take it. So get out there and take your vacation. Disconnect as much as you can from what's going on around you. Of course, you might have to check in to the office. But if you do, make it at specific times in the day. Maybe early when nobody's up. Maybe again right after lunch when everybody's kind of taking a nap or, you know, sleeping off. Well, I guess taking a nap is sleeping off a great lunch. So, you know, kind of make it so that you've got it compartmentalized if you have to work, but give yourself a break. Try to make it so that Thursday, Friday, over into the Saturday and Sunday of your vacation, you don't have to work. Because there should be people there that can pick up the slack for you. But it's bubbling, man. I've been absolutely on fire. I met with one of the top retail developers this week. week. We're going to work with them. We've given them some preferred equity. We're going to start, actually, for the second time, we've given them preferred equity. And we're going to start raising institutional equity. I've already got a couple of institutions that are interested in working with us with this retail developer. Retail development, that's what I'm talking about. We've been talking about multifamily apartments and condos. Hey, we all know what's going on. You can check my Twitter feed. I got a hashtag I'm using, Cranes Up, where I drive around town profiling some of the more interesting development deals in town, and it's kind of really neat. Do Edgewater. We've done Edgewater. We've done Aventura. We've done, let's see, what other markets? Coconut Grove, Brickell. So we're out there looking for your new development deals, and we're going to find them, and we're going to have fun. And you should join us with that. And in fact, select where I should go for my next hashtag Cranes Up photo. Now, so we've been talking about the apartment business. Tough to do, but when you find them, they're great. I'm working on a bunch of them right now. Condos, we've got some guys in our office that are financing these condo development deals. They're just raking it. It's just amazing how much demand there is for the construction financing for these condos. And now, like I said, we're shifting gears into retail. And also, it may be time to build some office out there in certain locations. You never know. I've seen some people buying land for office development, but I haven't seen them go. The reality is you really need an anchor tenant to start your office building. But hotel and hospitality, smoking and going. We're building a hotel out by the airport, another one on Edgewater. So, and we've got people calling us all the time asking us to co-invest with them and help them find new sites for their hotels. So it's just smoking. Office, hotel, retail, multifamily. I'm in the process of getting a construction loan for a memory care facility, for goodness sakes. Memory care. If you're a banker and you're not making loans right now, you're missing the boat because there's good business out there, lots of business to do. We're doing a lot of it ourselves. We're placing our own money. We're working with our partners to help them build institutional relationships. And we're moving on down the road, working to get everybody out of deals that they're into that they might need to get out of right now. In fact, it's so hot, you heard one of my clients calling me in the middle of my radio show. I'll call you back. Now, let's see what else I want to talk about. Ho-ho, here's my fun part. My fun part is I just got a GoPro. What does that mean to you? That means you got to start looking at my YouTube site, because beginning next week when we have Bill Talbot, chairman of the Miami Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce on, we're going to do videos again. We stopped doing videos because I must admit my video thing kind of got sideways on me and I wasn't able to work it right, and I said, the heck with it, I want a GoPro. And it took me a little while to find a GoPro I like, but I got the GoPro Black. It's awesome. It's waterproof. I can put it on the end of a stick and wave it at somebody. I can put it on my head when I'm interviewing them. Oscar's smiling. Oscar, I will not be putting you on the show. You have, I'm not going to say it, but we all know what kind of look you have, Oscar, and it's more appropriate for television. So my GoPro, I'm all fired up. I also got a pair of Beats wireless headsets, but we don't have to talk about that. And one of the things I read about today is they want to tear down the downtown Miami courthouse. You know, that holds a real special place in my heart because it was the tallest building when I was growing up until they built the AmeriFirst Center, which is now the SunTrust building. And I really think that, you know, they're talking about maybe incorporating it into a future development. Please don't tear it down. I know that it's stinky. I know that it's leaky. I know that it's full of mold. I know that it's not ADA compliant, but it's a special piece of Miami that we really need to kind of try to preserve in this place where we really specialize in using a bulldozer to knock everything that's special down. Herald Building. So, you know, all kinds of interesting things going on. And one last thing I wanted to talk about, they also talked about, there was a study that said Miami's going to become a walkable city. Obviously, this person was from George Washington University, which is not from South Florida, let's call it. Okay? If you're from South Florida and you think Miami is going to become a walkable city, I just want to know where all these offices are going to have the showers. I mean, I went to the University of Florida. It was walkable. I rode my bike. I walked everywhere. I wore very thin, the kind of things where it pulls the water off, kind of shirts that they have now. I wore that kind of stuff. And I tell you, I had to bring a second shirt to go to class. Dry fit, that's the word. And so if they want to make Miami a walkable city, they have to realize that there's going to have to be a modification in the dress code. I know that you can live in a condo next to your office and walk there, but not everybody's going to do that. There's still the people that are going to be coming in from Miramar and Pinecrest and parkland, and they're not going to be able to do this walkable city thing. They're going to need to shower, drive in. It's going to be very tough if we don't have a total reprogramming of everything. Now, you guys that are writing the letters to the editor about we need no parking in these condos, call me. Let's have a discussion. But after this, we're coming back and talking about brain fitness with our experts from U Health. If you think you need to have some brain games, stick with us. We're going to talk about them all, and we'll be back after this. Oscar, all yours.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.